Does anyone know with Windows 7 about scanners that can be used with products like OpenBook and Kurzweil? We have looked at two different machines and discovered that for whatever reasons, when we plug in scanner into Windows 7 products, they're not being seen.
I have an Epson 1640U for that scanner. What I did was I actually hunted and hunted and did some Google searches and found a Vista driver that actually worked. I think Canon makes some scanners that all they need is their own drivers. They do not need Windows 7 drivers.
Doesn't OpenBook itself
have Well, why don't you call, I'm just going to say, why don't you call Kurzweil or Freedom Scientific? They would have, they'd be able to tell you what scanners.
Yeah, Kurzweil used to have a page.
Yeah, they don't anymore.
They don't anymore, but if you call them, they'll be able to tell you. I use an Epson 1660, and that works on Windows 7.
And it works with Kurzweil?
Yep, I have Kurzweil, and I have Kurzweil 1000 version 13 now, and it works with that.
Did you purchase the two different scanners that you said they did not work?
No, these are existing scanners that worked on XP with no problem.
Mine is like 3 years old, and it works beautifully with XP, but Windows 7 is not seeing it.
Have you gone to the manufacturer's website to see if there is updated?
They not accept, there's no Windows 7 drivers. I did find a program called UE scan, which is nice, but it adds an extra layer. You have to scan the page with this software and then send it to Kurzweil as a print.
I did not find the driver for my scanner, the Windows 7 driver, when I looked on the website. I emailed them and they sent me the link to the driver.
Do you know what model scanner it is?
The one I have is a 6300 HP.
Mine is a 16-something. I have to go look.
Jeanette, the Epson 1600 series, there's definitely drivers for Windows
Yeah, because
7. I have
yeah.
one myself.
Yeah, I have a 1660, yeah. And mine works. I used it this morning. Contact the tech support via email and ask them to send you the link to a driver. Contact Freedom Scientific or Kurzweil Educational Systems.
Amy, is JAWS 14, is that optimized for Windows 8? Or
Windows 8, you can use JAWS 14 on Windows 8. Are you in the market for a new computer?
Maybe. 14 works well with 7, Windows 7?
With the exception of that other glitch that I told you about, so far it's working fine for me. If you're considering Windows 8, you certainly, if you're the kind of person who likes a bit of adventure, then by all means do it. If you're an early adopter, go for it. If you're somebody who just wants to get your work done, you may want to wait. Your navigation is different. It's not that it's not doable, but it's different. If you are there, if you want to play with a computer, then it's a wonderful thing to do. If you want to do something to get work done, I would stick with 7.
I was asking because I wasn't sure whether 14 was really designed for 8 or whether it was designed for 7.
No, it's backwards compatible to 7 and to XP.
However, with that said, if you have a lot of glitches with JAWS 14 and some of the older versions of Office, particularly Office 2003.
Yeah.
How about 7, 2007?
I haven't really seen much problems with that.
No, me either.
Okay.
Yeah. I have Office 2007 on one computer and it's working fine. And it's actually it's better in Outlook. You know, you don't have to do anything now. You can read HTML messages in Outlook with 14, which you couldn't in prior versions without.
I just upgraded to IE9 because I had troubles with it when it first came out, and I was at 8 for a long time. So I just went, and it's working great. Somehow I added Bing and MSN. I didn't uncheck those, but I loaded it. So I have Bing, and every time I go like to my Google webpage, it says optimize for Bing and MSN or something like that. Can you uninstall Bing? I disabled it.
You could uninstall Bing toolbar, but I don't think that's what you actually see.
No.
I think you're seeing the default search engine, and that you can change. But I don't necessarily think it's going to be a problem for you.
It's not. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Everything says
my work computer is set up that way. It'll say optimized for Bing and MSN.
Yeah,
it operates the same as anything else.
That little verbiage that you hear, that's actually a registry key.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if you buy a Dell, it'll say it's Explorer, optimized for Dell.
Right.
And if you really want to play with it, you've got to go in there and tweak it.
Okay, I wasn't sure whether that was interfering with the Google web, with Google. And if it isn't, then I don't care.
Is there anyone in the group who has had experience with a CCTV, which I am considering purchasing a new one, and as to whether, if they've had any experience as to the comparison of products from Optilec or Freedom Scientific?
One thing you may want to consider is that the controls, I know the Topaz, from Freedom Scientific, the controls are They're big, nice big knobs. They're about 2-inch diameter, and they're just below the monitor. As opposed to like the clear views, they got the controls down on the tray, and there's small buttons. So you actually, if you can't feel the controls well, you actually have to take your eyes off the monitor. So the controls are a little bit easier on the Topaz.
I think one of two things. Either see about getting a low vision evaluation, or Optilec and Freedom Scientific should both be very willing to come and demonstrate to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first and the last Friday of the month at the Carroll Center, they do the low vision
devices.
And they'll have them all there, and you can look at it, because it really is a personal preference.
Yeah.
It's not just the controls, it's also the seating. You know, the size of the monitor.
And some of them now have cameras
factor.
That you can move around so that you're not just looking down, you can look.
Yeah.
Can't you attach it to your computer, too?
There are different ones like that, but
yeah.
That's why I was saying...
There's even some now with OCR.
Yeah. You really need to go and sit and try different ones out with either a Carol Center.
Yeah. In my media player, I have three media players, Winamp, iTunes, and Windows Media Player. Is there any way I can make Windows Media Player as my default player?
What operating system? Is it Windows 7?
It is mine, Windows 7.
If you go to Control Panel under Default Programs, what it is, you could pick from the list, you'll say Windows Media Player, then you just say Set Defaults, and it'll set that as Default Player.